Welcome to Freedom on Purpose with Minister Betty Jones. The heart of this program is to equip the body of Christ to walk in freedom through the power of deliverance. And now, here is Minister Betty Jones.
Today we're going to be learning about something that probably is one of the most frequently asked questions that I get concerning house cleansing. People say, well, is it necessary to cleanse your house? Can't I just wake up every morning and because I live in the house is sanctified, is it necessary for me to go through my house and do any kind of a spiritual cleanse? I think it's wisdom to do spiritual cleanses. Your house is blessed because you are in it and you are light, and light drives out darkness. But you know, every bit of the land that God gave the Israelites had giants in it. And so giants had to be driven out. People come and go from your house. You're not the only one living in your house. You have other entities, other individuals coming into your home. There may be company, it may be relatives. People give you gifts from all over the world, maybe. Removing every evil presence out of your home, I believe, needs to be a deliberate thing. Go into each room in your house, look in that room, and ask the Holy Spirit, is there any object that is in this room that you're displeased with? Or is the spirit connected to any object in this home? Demons, remember, they can live in a people's soul, a person's soul, or their body. Demons can live in objects. They can be attached to objects. Portions of land can contain demons, like trees. Demons can live under the ground. Of course, demons are in the atmosphere. And whole territories can become demonic. So in knowing that Jesus, the gospel of 10:10, John 10:10 is kind of like the gospel in a nutshell. And I just want to read it to you. It's good for your eyes to look at it. I know some of you are driving, probably listening to the radio. John 10:10, for the thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So that's what you're looking for in your house. Do you have any forms of witchcraft? Any books, media, movies, videos that are in your house? Anything on your cell phone that is of witchcraft? They come to kill, steal, and destroy. I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Sometimes demons harass households. I just got a call this week. And of course, you know, demons need open doors. And there's open doors in that house. And there's demonic activity in that house. But I would recommend you go through every room in your house. Look at your movies, your media, your books. Look at pictures on the wall. Look at anything that has been given to you from other countries, maybe. You know, the Holy Spirit will show you what needs to be removed. Some things are very obvious. Some things are not obvious. You know, the enemy is very crafty. He's very subtle. And sometimes it's not a neon blinking sign that says, get rid of me. You may have gone through some books you shouldn't have. Throw them away. Don't pass them on. If they're not good for you, they're not good for anybody else. But the Zoe, when you look up the word life, that word is Zoe in John 10:10. Life as God has it. Look at things in your home. Is your home full of things that has life as God has it? Another thing Zoe means is vitality, vigorous life, devoted to God, fresh, strong, active, and powerful. rich existence in his abundance. Movement. God movement. Look at your objects in your house. Do they represent life or darkness? You know, you can look at some of the pictures, some of the art in people's homes, and you see such darkness. We are in covenant with God. Even if this is a time of tribulation, that does not alter the covenant. We have the promise of the covenant. We have the promise of life. That is what David, when he went to give his sack lunches to the brother, he said, "Who are you to defy the army of the living God?" He knew that Goliath was a pagan. You don't have a covenant with God. You are an uncircumcised Philistine. So get things out of your house that don't have life. They have no real meaning. It may be from before you knew Jesus days. When I got saved at the age of 26, I went through my house and I did a house cleansing. Listen, I was one day old in the Lord, and nobody told me to go through my house and do a house cleansing. But the Spirit of God told me there are things in my house. We poured out all the alcohol. We took away all the movies and the books and the media, any kind that had cuss words in it. We went to so far as to give our television sets away for 7 years. I'm not advising you to do that. But I tell you, there's a lot of demonic stuff comes through the television, and you will really have to monitor what comes in and out of your homes, because demons can come in just through verbal gateways. So you want to learn to cooperate with the Holy Spirit and His plan for your life. So people ask me all the time, "Would you come and cleanse my home?" I do that from time to time, but I try to teach people how to do that. Demons are clever disguisers. They want to gain a foothold in your home. They want to work in your house from the inside out. And you cannot allow it. I do recommend putting oil on your hands, even some oil on your feet, and anoint every window. Anoint every door, anoint every room. I believe it's important that we consecrate our homes and separate our homes unto the Lord and get rid of things that do not bring glory to God. If you have any pictures of shamans, kachina dolls, just some of the things that are very obvious that have their roots in witchcraft. Books on New Age, books on Buddha and Hindu religions. These are spiritual gateways that demons will definitely use. Remember this, there is often an invisible spiritual force behind a visible object. Now let me say that again. There is often an invisible spiritual force behind a visible object. 2 Corinthians 4:18 says, "We do not look at the things which are seen, but to the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal." Listen to me. Demons are masters of disguises. You want to make sure that nothing demonic is in your home. And it's not going to be blinking red light. I tell you, it's not. It's going to be subtle. But when you pray and ask the Holy Spirit to show you, is there anything that came down through your ancestors, your relatives, that you need to get rid of? Anything of Freemasons, I would definitely get rid of it. Anything that has its root in sin. Anything that has its root, even old love letters. Things that were in your past. Things that brought trauma to you. things that represent victimization that could be in your home. Things, of course, of any witchcraft origin. Things of the occult. Any kind of cursing. You need to get rid of all the books, the magazines, anything that has filth in it, has unclean spirits on it. We must keep our homes free from spiritual darkness. Remember this, whether you're renting your house, leasing your house, or you own your house. You, number one, take authority and command the evil spirits to go. In the name of Jesus. Number two, repent for any past sins that have been committed in that house. Number three, anoint the doors and the windows with oil and cancel all demonic permission and gateways. Number four, consecrate the home to the Lord. Number five, stake the four corners of your property with scripture. Number six, declare godliness and command all demons to leave now in the name of Jesus. Indicators that there could be spiritual darkness in your home. Number one, chronic illness. Number two, recurrent bad dreams and nightmares. Number three, insomnia, unusual sleepiness. Number four, behavioral problems. Number five, relational problems, always bickering, arguing, fighting. Number six, a lack of peace. Number seven, disturbed and restless children. Number eight, bondages to sin comes from unexplained pain. Objects moving in your house, foul odors in your house, atmospheric heaviness, or your atmosphere is charged with negative energy. You will feel it. You will feel the demonic oppression. Continuous headaches and nausea. You need to walk through your house and declare, no fear here. Command all of the spirits of fear to leave your house. Get all clean images, all unclean images out of your house. All masks, demonic masks, days of the dead, creatures, Buddhas, pagodas, dragons. Look for things that are demonically inspired. They are unclean. Movies, media, music. These carry demonic strongholds. Hardcore idolatry. There is a snare to all of this. But you take charge, you take dominion, march through your house as the army of the living God and command those demonic bondages to go. There can be literal demons living in your bed, under your bed, in your bedroom. Get them out in the name of Jesus. Remove all covetousness and any allegiance to a false god. I hope this has helped you today. I will be teaching on this on another day. But this is, I call you blessed, and we're going to end this session today. Have a wonderful day. And don't be afraid to cleanse your house. And do it today before your head hits the pillow tonight. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for Freedom on Purpose with Minister Betty Jones. Tune in again next time for more on the power of deliverance. To find out more about this ministry, visit dirministry.com. That's dirministry.com.